Welcome back to Perspective. Rocker Dave Mustaine is the star of the metal band Megadeth. He's one of the world's preeminent guitarists, but a serious injury nearly ended his career. That wasn't the first obstacle he's had to overcome, though. He struggled with a troubled childhood, drug addiction, and professional disappointment. ABC's Lucy Taus has his story of adversity, courage, and determination.
For over 20 years, guitarist Dave Mustaine has been at the forefront of metal music. As one of the original members of the superstar band Metallica, and then as the founder of the hugely popular band Megadeth, Mustaine is heralded as a guitar hero, and his speed, technical facility, and way with a riff have influenced legions of musicians. 2 years ago, Mustaine suffered a serious arm injury, and the doctor told him he'd probably regain only 80% of the use of his arm, and he'd never play the same again. For some musicians, this would be career-ending news, but Mustaine is a man who's always refused to allow adversity to have the upper hand.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
Anybody who knows me knows I'm a fighter, and I rise to the occasion. I have never chickened out of a fight. I've never cowered from adversity. And I thought to myself, of course, I probably should have said this to the doctor, but I just said to myself, you have no idea who I am. I'm not going to let this beat me.
The injury is only one of a series of personal and professional obstacles the red-haired guitarist has had to overcome in his life. California-born Mustaine grew up in a broken home, and his father was a violent alcoholic, which forced the family to move frequently. Mustaine turned to the guitar.
I just was lonely, and I was getting picked on as a kid, and guitar was something that, you know, helped me get through the pain of adolescence. It was a survival mechanism, and it was one of those things you use just to get by.
He also started using drugs and alcohol. In 1981, he joined a then-fledgling group called Metallica, but was fired 2 years later, reportedly because of his substance abuse problems. Fueled by a desire for revenge, Mustaine formed Megadeth, intending it to be the heaviest metal band ever. Megadeth's first album, Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good, came out in 1985, and the band did not so much debut on the scene as grab it by the throat. With its full-throttle sonic attack, combining speed metal and punk aggressiveness with dark, apocalyptic, often politically pointed lyrics, all powered by Mustaine's lightning-fast guitar work and snarling vocals. Megadeth immediately found a loyal audience. Most of their albums have gone gold, platinum, or multi-platinum, but hard rock was matched by hard living. And Megadeth became notorious for their excessive drug use, which, in Mustaine's case, necessitated over a dozen stints in rehab. When he got the news about his arm injury, he drew on his survival instinct.
My initial response when I heard it for a nanosecond was of shock and disbelief, fear. And then I realized that nothing has ever stopped me at all. Even the battle with drug addiction, which, you know, is a very tough thing. Smoking, getting over that, having my family break up as a child, watching my mom die, watching my father die, no grandparents, none of the things. Getting kicked out of Metallica, having to go through numerous lineup changes with Megadeth. All of those things, most of that would kill other people for them just to watch it.
Mustaine disbanded Megadeth and left the music business. He underwent 4 months of physical therapy and a year of weight training to rehab his arm, which had its embarrassing moments since the lightweights he initially had to use were pink.
So I'm sitting there with my pink dumbbells, and you see Arnold's inspiration come by and say, "Hello, metal man, yeah," and it was really embarrassing. So after getting over the initial mountain of going from pink to blue dumbbell, you know, I started to want to play again.
He had to relearn to play guitar, and during his rehabilitation, he also underwent a spiritual conversion and became a devout Christian.
I was reflecting on my life, and I've tried everything in life to give myself the peace that I wanted and the power that I coveted. I was baptized as a Lutheran, as a child, brought up as a Jehovah's Witness. I had gotten into witchcraft and black magic, was into Satanism, and got into New Age stuff with Ouija boards, crystals, blood packs, all that kind of stuff. And when my arm got hurt, I was in a place, I looked up on the hill, and there was a cross up there, and I just thought, phew. And I said those six mystical words, "What have you got to lose?"
Mustaine's life these days isn't completely free from controversy. He's embroiled in a lawsuit with longtime Megadeth member David Ellefson over profits and royalties, and he's at odds with Metallica over a scene in their documentary Metallica, Some Kind of Monster, in which he confronts his former bandmate, drummer Lars Ulrich, over the devastating effect his ouster from the band had on him. But the now sober guitarist seems at peace with his life and his work. Married and the father of two children he dotes on, he's resumed his career. Mustaine recently reissued Megadeth's earlier albums and just released a new album, The System Has Failed, which has already yielded the hit single, Die Dead Enough.
I think this is a very cathartic release for me. It was very soul-cleansing because when I decided I was going to write again, the fire inside of me had, I thought, would burn out after I retired and I would kind of creep off into obscurity and remain legendary and not, you know, have any more desire to, you know, be part of the circus.
The System Has Failed was released under the Megadeth name to fulfill contract obligations, but it's actually a Mustaine solo album. The guitarist says after this, he's launching a solo career, and this is a taste of what is to come.
When this record's done, I'm going to go out into my new career. Same kind of music. Now remember, this is a solo record. It just got forced into being called Megadeth. Because of my upbringing, I needed to honor the contract. So that's why it says Megadeth and not Mustaine. So this is a glimpse into the future about what the music's going to sound like.
Reporting for Perspective, I'm Lucy Tauss, ABC News.
From ABC News, this is Perspective. Perspective, taking you beyond the headlines of today's stories and trends. If you'd like a cassette of this broadcast, please send a check for $10 to Perspective, ABC News, 125 West End Avenue, New York, New York, 10023. We welcome your comments on Perspective. Again, the address is Perspective, ABC News, 125 West End Avenue, New York, New York, 10023. Please allow 4 weeks for delivery. Perspective is produced by Ryan Kessler. For ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
When breaking news changes the world in an instant, ABC News, accurate, credible, unmatched, on television, radio, and the internet. This is ABC News.